This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. NDA candidate and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the new Vice President of India. He defeated INDIA bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Briefing reporters after the counting of votes to the vice presidential election, Rajya Sabha Secretary General and Returning Officer P.C. Modi said, out of the total 781 electors, 767 MPs voted in the election. Mr. Modi informed that out of 767 votes, 752 are found valid and 15 were declared invalid. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated C.P. Radhakrishnan on being elected as the Vice President of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met C.P. Radhakrishnan and congratulated him on winning the vice presidential election. Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has resigned amid widespread violent protests across the country. Oli's resignation came after hundreds of demonstrators entered his office, shouting anti-government slogans. The protesters set the Nepalese Prime Minister's private residence in Balkot on fire, demanding accountability for the deaths during the protests on Monday. Meanwhile, Nepal's President Ramachandra Podel has sought cooperation from all sides, including the agitators and citizens, to ensure a peaceful solution of the adverse situation. The Nepali army has stepped in to contain the unrest following widespread violent protests. Starting from 10 PM local time last night, the army has pledged its full commitment to restoring order, controlling the situation and ensuring the safety of the people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, Prime Minister said the violence in Nepal is heart-rending. Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi underlined that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. PUC Lal Chennaiya, a farmer from Rabung village, Kozal district, Mizoram, was conferred the prestigious IIHR Innovative Farmers Award 2025. He was awarded yesterday at a ceremony at the Dr. G.S. Randhawa Auditorium, ICAR, Indian Institute of Horticultural Research, IIHR, in Bengaluru. PUC Lal Chennaiya cultivated the Arka Abhay tomato variety during an off-season on a 0.6-hectare plot at Funchungzo, earning 7,50,000 rupees. Union Minister for Textiles Giriraj Singh has stated that Indian textiles embody the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat and the timeless spirit of Swadeshi. Mr. Singh was addressing a consultative meeting with micro, small and medium textile exporters from across the textile and apparel sector in New Delhi. The minister recalled that India's textile sector is valued at $179 billion, with exports of $37.75 billion, making it one of the proudest symbols of the country's economic strength and cultural heritage. The minister stressed on the need for strategic diversification into 40 identified global markets, while simultaneously deepening domestic demands. Israeli military has confirmed carrying out an assassination attempt targeting top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital, Doha, where multiple explosions were reported earlier yesterday. According to a statement from Hamas, the Israeli strike killed five of its members that failed to assassinate its negotiating delegation currently based in Doha. The group confirmed that Khalil Al-Hayya, Hamas's chief negotiator and the apparent primary target of the strike, survived. However, his son and the director of his office were reportedly killed in the attack. Both Qatar and Hamas stated that a Qatari security official was also killed and several others were injured in the strike. Meanwhile, the White House said the Israeli operation in Doha ran counter to President Donald Trump's effort to achieve peace in Gaza. India has expressed concern and called for restraint and diplomacy following the Israeli strikes in Doha earlier. In the opening match of the 17th edition of the Asia Cup cricket tournament, Afghanistan registered a massive 94-run victory over Hong Kong in Abu Dhabi. Opting to bat first, Afghanistan posted 188 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs, thanks to a 73 knock by Siddiqullah Atal and a 20-ball half-century by Azmatullah Umarzai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.